Hello.
Hello, Lexa. This is Bill Mahoney returning your call.
Yes, you wanted to talk about something.
Yes, I did. So, I got the billing statement that I don't understand, really. By any chance, do you have the statement up that I'm referring to?
Yes, I do, actually. What I'll do is I'll break you through it and walk you through all the bills that is you're with me and the statement that is with you. So I can see that the outstanding as of now I can see is $334.89.
Okay, so I guess I'm looking at something else. I have a 170 right now and 62 cents.
Okay. That was actually before one of the payment that we received and posted. So if you talk about $170.62, there are two data services for which the bill was made. The first one I can see over here was June 16, 2025, and I can see that it was the copay that was applied, $40.
So the two bills I'm looking at are exactly the same for 616, 652.10, and for 79, 652.10. So the 616 was, he checked my name and then we set up a new visit. So I paid the $40. So that was for $652 for an office visit?
I know that the $652 is what we billed to insurance, actually. That's not what you have to pay or anything like that. That's just for the insurance.
I understand the one, that, but that was just for an office visit, that's $650?
Yes, actually we do...
office visit?
Yes.
Okay, so, and then the next one, it's another $652 for an office visit?
Yes, actually, that is the amount that is fixed for an office visit that we bill it to the insurance, but they have the certain allowed amount for which they pay. So they did pay half and have left half amount as for you to pay as a copay and deductible.
But do you have my supplemental plan along with my Medicare? The supplemental plan should take care of that.
No, we do not have that, actually. The one I can only see here is only Medicare over here. We do not have any other insurance as of now on the file showing as an active.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to give you that because you should have it. I gave it to them. And also, you know that 7-9 visit for the same amount? You know that was for workman's comp. That wasn't for a regular visit.
And just a moment. I'll look for that also.
7-9 was workman's comp for shoulder.
Oh, we did not know that, actually. The one that we have received the information from the doctor's office was that every bill should have been go through Medicare. So what I'll do is I'll just have this one confirmed that it is your health insurance or it is for your workers' comp. And we'll definitely look into it once again. Okay, what I'll do is I'll just look into it for July 9th of 2025.
Right, that was workman's comp. And then the knee, I had injections on 714, which is not on this bill. That should be going through my supplemental Medicare insurance through Cigna. Would you say your company doesn't have that again? It's the second time they missed this.
Just a moment. What I'll do is I'll definitely check on with me also. Would you mind holding for a minute so I can look into it once again?
Okay.
Thank you. Actually, no, we do not have that. All I can see over here is your Medicare on file. I'm not able to see Cigna, as you said, supplemental one.
Okay, so for the third time, you want me to give CIPA pain, spine, medicine, my number here, the policy number? You guys should keep missing it.
Yeah, of course, you can give it me. You can get me the policy number. Did you actually give them the card? Actually, just wanted to confirm. Did you give them the card?
On my next appointment, give them the card, absolutely.
Because...
You want the number now so you can get this taken care of?
Yes, of course. Can you please give me that?
63Y005-7727.
That is 63Y007-5727. Am I right?
Correct.
Alright, great. What I'll do is, I'll have the ones that were supposed to be going through supplemental as well get it done. That was for the date June 16, 2025, and July 14 of 2025. Am I right?
Most. And the 616, I already paid the $40 deductible. You have it on this bill that I still owe it. I have receipts that I already paid it.
Yes, actually, yes, I could definitely see the payment that you have made, but actually it was adjusted towards the payment that you had for June 11 of 2025, the office visit that you had then.
No, it was I paid on 6/16. You took it out on 6/18 for that visit. 6/16 office visit was for my knee.
And what about June 11, 6/11/2025?
That was workman's comp, 6/11. Shoulder.
Okay. I'll just go through.
Stuff between workman's comp and regular insurance bill.
Yes, I can see that there's something up. I guess. But I'll just confirm it once again with you. This June 11, 2025 is your workman's comp, right?
Was workman's comp, correct?
Yes. June 16 is your medical insurance, that is Medicare.
No. 6/16 was my first office visit with him to look at my knee. And that was through my insurance.
A health insurance.
East. Right. Because
yes.
My workman's comp didn't start till July 1st.
Okay, so...
I'm sorry, I misspoke. My Medicare didn't start July 1st.
Okay, let's go through the whole bill once again, stating that June 11, 2025 is your workers' comp. June 16, 2025 is your Independence Blue Cross. July 9 of 2025 is also your workers' comp. And July 14 of 2025 is your Medicare.
You're going way too fast, baby doll, way too fast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's agree on each one before we go to another date, okay?
Okay, I'll go through it.
6/11, workman's comp, right? Yes or no?
Yes. 16.
Next one, 16, is
Independence. Yes, confirmed. Yes, done.
Yeah, and then that was $40 I paid at the office, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you did. Definitely you did that.
Right.
Yes, I can see that. Yes.
Now the next one
is July 9th.
Medicare supplement starts July 1st. July 9th was for my workman's comp shoulder.
Okay, all right. And your July 14th is for Medicare.
July 14th, I don't have here yet, but it was for my knee injections. But yes, that was Medicare. Medicare and my supplement, which was Cigna.
So every visit that you do for your right shoulder goes for workers' comp, right? That is for.
That is correct.
All right. So the bill has to be splitted the way your right shoulder attending your right shoulder would go for workers' comp.
That is correct.
Okay. So your workers' comp is on file, active, right?
Say that again?
Your workers' comp is active, right? Because I could only see that every bill was actually going through your personal insurance, that is Independence and Medicare. So just wanted to confirm that it is active. That
that my supplement is active and Medicare is active? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, they are actually. I'm able to see that. But I suppose I'll once again talk about that and look into it for the workers' home also, and we'll take care of it.
So what does that mean, we'll take care of it?
Well, it is supplemental as well, because we did not have it earlier. We have it right now. We'll go through both to Medicare as well as supplemental.
Okay, so and then you'll make the adjustments and correct all your billing statements. Is that what I'm saying?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, and so the next time I see, I go to SEPA, I think I got to see him another few weeks. I'll make sure they have the card. I'll show them the card itself again.
Yes, please do that. So at least we could have on record that a card was given, and we had, even if we do not have the secondary insurance further, we can be able to see through the card. So that would help us. So whenever you go next to the doctor's appointment, do not forget that you have to take your card there up.
Okay, I'll do that then. But for now, you have the numbers that you need for us.
Yes, I do have. Yes, I do have that.
Okay. All right, so then I'll wait to hear. I'll just throw this bill away and wait to see what you come up with.
Okay, that's all right. You can call me back later within a week.
No, I appreciate it. All right.
It's all right. All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
All right. Take care.